This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. After a three-day sentencing hearing, the case involving the vandalism and closing of the Flathead Valley's only clinic that provides abortions came to an end yesterday. Corin Cates Carney reports.
24-year-old Zachary Klunt received a 20-year sentence with 15 years suspended for destroying All Families Health Care Clinic in Kalispell. Klunt will also pay the clinic's owner, Susan Cahill, and other victims over $600,000 in restitution. Cahill says she thinks the judge's ruling was correct.
But I feel really sad. I feel sad for all of us that we put ourselves as human beings in these positions that we have to make difficult, awful choices. I feel very sad for Zachary.
Klunt, who struggled with mental health issues and substance abuse, is from a family with connections to the Christian pro-life organization Hope Pregnancy Ministries in Kalispell. The organization denies any involvement with Klunt's actions. Klunt said in court today that he alone is responsible for his actions. Klunt's family gathered outside the courthouse after Zachary was led away. Here's his father, Kenny Klunt.
He's a great kid. You can send him to prison, but he's been set free from everything that he struggled with.
Susan Cahill is unsure if she'll ever reopen a clinic in the Flathead Valley. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The younger sister of Montana U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke was arrested after officers found methamphetamine in a vehicle during a northeastern Montana traffic stop. Dara L. Zinke of Kalispell was arrested Monday. She appeared before Justice of the Peace Penny Hendrickson in Culbertson on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and endangering the welfare of a child in the car. She posted an $1,170 bond. Hendrickson said yesterday that Dara Zinke requested a public defender. Her next hearing won't be set until she has an attorney. The Associated Press could not locate a phone number for Ms. Zinke to seek comments. The driver, 19-year-old Nicodemus A. Kupka of Watford City, North Dakota, was charged with criminal possession of methamphetamine. Representative Ryan Zinke told the Billings Gazette he was keeping Dara and her family in his prayers. U.S. Senator Steve Daines is proposing to place the image of the first woman elected to Congress on the new $10 bill. The U.S. Treasury Department announced it will redesign the $10 bill in 2020 to feature a woman. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is taking suggestions this summer on who that should be. The decision is now the Treasury Department's, but Daines introduced legislation yesterday that would change the Federal Reserve Act to require Jeanette Rankin of Montana to be that woman. Daines says Rankin left a lasting mark on the nation's democratic process and is an example of America's legacy of service. Rankin was first elected in 1916 and again in 1940. She voted against the U.S. entering both World War I and World War II. The test maker behind Common Core assessments in Nevada, Montana, and North Dakota has denied a breach of contract accusation after computer problems forced a halt to the online exams in April. Widespread technical problems with measured progress could mean the states won't meet the testing mandate tied to millions of dollars in federal funding. Measured progress said 76% of Montana students completed the online test. A state drought committee says snowpack melted a month ahead of schedule and worsened the slight drought conditions persisting in western Montana. State Fire Coordinator Harold Gemmel says he's particularly concerned about the northwestern corner of the state. Kalispell experienced its driest May on record. A judge has sentenced a Columbia Falls man to 5 years in prison for breaking into a Kalispell abortion clinic and causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. All Families Healthcare hasn't reopened since the break-in by 25-year-old Zachary Klunt in 2014. The clinic was the only one in the Flathead Valley that provided abortions. A judge has sentenced the final defendant in a drug ring that prosecutors say flooded central Montana with high-grade methamphetamine from California. Joshua Rodriguez was sentenced to over 22 years in prison in a plea deal with prosecutors. They say he was a leader in the drug ring, making at least 13 trips to Montana last year. A former psychiatric aide at the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder has been sentenced to 2 days in jail and fined $500 for shoving a client, causing a cut on the man's head that required 5 staples to close. The Independent Record reports District Judge Lauren Tucker sentenced 36-year-old Sheldon Moffitt Wednesday to 3 years with the Department of Corrections with all but 2 days suspended. He also must complete an anger management evaluation and any recommended treatment. Court records say some clients refused to go to bed September 27, 2014, and called Moffitt a bully. At one point, Moffitt reportedly said, quote, "At least I get to go home to my wife," close quote, and the victim allegedly replied, "I'm going to kill your wife," close quote. Moffitt pleaded guilty to felony abuse of a disabled person. Montana weather experts say a wet spell this spring helped mitigate what could have been a destructive summer for crops, but it hasn't eased the high threat of wildfire. A state drought committee concluded yesterday's snowpack melted a month ahead of schedule and exacerbated the slight drought conditions persisting in western Montana. State Fire Coordinator Harold Gemmel says he's particularly concerned about the northwestern corner of the state. That region received just 20% of its typical snowpack this year, and Kalispell experienced its driest May on record. Gemmel says those are bad signs of what's to come. Montana, though, is experiencing minor conditions compared with a historic drought affecting California and surrounding western states. Montana's 21,000 miles of streams and rivers are open for free fishing this weekend in honor of Father's Day. Corin Cates Kearney reports.
Anyone with a fishing rod, resident or non-resident, can cast a line without a permit, as long as the angler follows posted regulations. Ron Oschheim of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says locals and non-residents spend over 1 million days on Montana streams each year.
And there's a good reason for that. We have really spectacular opportunity for trout, warm water species like walleye, pike, bass. It's a special place to fish, and there's all kinds of diversity.
Oschheim says this weekend is aimed at getting folks who might not usually fish out on Montana waters. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, anglers in Montana spend over $900 million a year on their sport. To check on fishing regulations, you can go to our website, mtpr.org.
Thanks a lot for listening for Montana Headline News. I'm Edward O'Brien.